Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. Another speed bump has been placed in the path of the Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission that's charged with redrawing political boundaries in the state. The commission was supposed to get important data from the U.S. Census Bureau, but pandemic-related delays have threatened the timeline that the commission is bound to use to do its work. After asking for a deadline extension from the Michigan Supreme Court, the commission has been rejected. With us now to discuss all this is Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody, who has been covering the state Supreme Court's decision. Hey, Steve.
Hello.
Can you remind us what the Citizens Independent Redistricting Commission was tasked with doing?
Well, back in 2018, the voters of Michigan decided that rather than have politicians draw up these boundary lines for state legislative seats and congressional districts, that there would be an independent commission that would be responsible for it so that we might avoid having weirdly gerrymandered districts where parties are almost guaranteed to have that seat on their side of the column and the same thing on the other side. So this commission was supposed to, instead of having these highly politicized districts, draw districts that were ones where there would be more of a balance between Democrat and Republican.
It goes without saying that everything takes longer during a pandemic. But can you fill us in on the specific reason why the commission had trouble meeting its stated deadlines?
In this case, the pandemic is a big part of the reason, but it's not necessarily the fault of the commission. The U.S. Census Bureau informed the states months ago that it was going to be late getting the data, the demographic data that it collects during the census it does every 10 years because of the pandemic and because of other factors as well. Now, the problem with that is instead of getting the data that they were expecting in April, they're not going to get the data from the Census Bureau until September. And the original deadline for the Redistricting Commission to draw these maps is November 1st. So that's why they said, listen, you know, we were expecting to have this data months and months and months before. That's why they wanted the extension.
So the commission was petitioning the courts to reset the clock so that its finalized plan could be produced on January 25th. And the state Supreme Court said no to that. Did the justices say why in their decision?
The justices basically said that, and specifically they said they declined because they didn't want to clothe the commission or the Secretary of State's office in what they referred to as a lawsuit-proof vest, and basically saying, you know, you are supposed to have this produced by November 1st. You have to produce it by November 1st. And while it was good for them to have notified the court that this was going to be a problem, they said at this point, we're not going to intervene.
Supporters of the extension, I believe including the Secretary of State's office, have said that they were worried that a rushed process would lead to an outcome where the maps that the commission comes up with would be challenged in court. It almost sounds like the Supreme Court decision was acknowledging that possibility.
It really was. And it basically says, you know, we're not going to try to prevent these from happening. We'll have to let the process go through what it is supposed to do and allow people to file suit after the maps are filed November 1st.
Right. Has the commission had anything to say about today's decision yet?
At this point, I have not heard anything back from the commission itself. I have heard from the Secretary of State's office, which was also part of this request for the extension. And their spokesperson, Tracy Wimmer, said that today's ruling does not change the fact that they will continue to use every tool at their disposal to ensure that the citizens' voices are the driving force behind the redistricting efforts. And, you know, they are hoping that they will be able to get all this work done.
There are obviously a lot of stakeholders in this process. Is anybody else weighing in today?
On the other side of this request for the extension was the Michigan Republican Party, who opposed it. Michigan Republican Party Chairman Ron Weiser issued a statement saying that the Redistricting Commission has ample time and resources necessary to complete the task, and they view that this request to the court was unnecessary.
The commission is in the course of holding public hearings all around the state in hopes of getting some information that might help inform their decisions in advance of the census data. Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody. Steve, thank you so much for bringing us up to date on the legal aspect of this today.
My pleasure.